Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Great to hear you.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. An absolute pleasure and honour to talk to you. I've been dying to get you on. This is a great reason to do it, this big event that's happening in Galway. But let's talk about that in a few minutes. First of all, how are you keeping? How you been?
I've been well. I've been blessed with wellness. So yeah, I'm good. You know, trying to take care of myself after all the years of partying. There's a time and a place. So that was the time and the place.
Yes.
Anymore.
No, now is the time for looking after yourself and, yeah, you know, drinking, yeah, herbal teas and all that kind, yeah, of stuff.
Exactly what I'm doing.
Actually, but can we go back in time a little bit and go back to the beginning? Because I'm really intrigued about how you kind of blew up. Because, you know, when It Feels So Good came out, you win in Novellos, you know, you're winning all these awards, you got a Brit and all that. But like, obviously, your musical story doesn't begin there. So where did it start for you?
It started in 1985. I did a record called Let Me Hold You. So that's kind of the very, very beginning. And then after that, I realized that I had a lot to learn.
Yes, we've all learned that lesson.
Yeah. So like, okay, you're really young. So what you can do now is just learn it, you know, yeah, just learn it and just make yourself be around, you know, that environment. So anyone who was into music, I would hang around with them because I wanted to know more about it. And I was just this really inquisitive young girl.
Yeah.
Just was obsessed with learning about it, you know, learning my voice, learning how to write songs.
Was there a reggae band at one point? Am I right in thinking that?
Yeah. That was straight after. Actually, which one was first? No, tell a lie.
Go on.
The reggae band was first.
Right.
Because I used to live, I was homeless at the time, and I used to live in the YMCA. And then I was playing pool because you didn't have anything else to do in the day. And so I was playing pool, and the radio was on. And then the woman said to me, oh, you know, the social worker who was looking after us all at the time, she said, you've got a lovely voice, you know. She said, oh, I know this band is looking for a singer. So I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to do it. You know, it's only to practice my voice anyway. And then as soon as I arrived, they said, oh, do you have any songs? And I was like, well, I thought you had songs.
I'm here to sing.
But immediately I was asked to write a song. So I did. And then the band, we was only together for about a year, but it was a great year.
Okay, so then was it DJing then or was it songwriting? What was the kind of first next step of that journey then?
The next step after that was DJing. And that was when I used to hang out with Judge Jules at the time. We went to school together and we used to live near each other.
So right.
We did like Higher State of Consciousness together because he was doing a lot of remixes at the time. And, and then soon after that, he was the one who said, you know, you should sing and DJ at the same time. Don't just DJ. It was different because there wasn't really anyone like me playing that type of music and singing over,
yes,
it as well. So there was that.
What came first then? I Put a Spell on You or It Feels So Good or Sky? What was the first one that hit?
We did Put a Spell on You. So my friend of mine, Simon, he wanted to start up a label. And I said to him, well, okay, you know, all I want from this is that I'm the first album.
That's all the important bit.
Don't ask so much. Just let me be the first album, you know. And so we agreed on that. And we never knew that it was going to turn into what it turned into. So we did a cover version first. I was like, oh, you know, let's do Put a Spell on You.
Great choice.
Yeah. And that definitely wasn't my decision. I would not take credit for that.
Sure.
Simon really was the one who persuaded me. He's like, you need to do this.
And would that have helped kind of define the sound then of what we would get from Sonique for the next little while?
I guess it was, because they were doing what I was playing.
What you were playing, yeah.
You know, if I didn't like it, it wouldn't have happened.
Sure.
You know, it's that simple,
yeah,
you know?
Totally.
So boom, I sang it straight away. And if you realise that, it's not exactly the same as Nina Simone's vibe, but I kind of had to kind of change it up a little bit,
yeah,
to work with a faster beat. That's when we realized it for me, it did really well. It got into like the top 40. So it was like a big deal for me.
Massive.
And I have a big pile of cassettes that I write songs and put them on the cassettes and just left them there.
And were they just you singing or was there tracks underneath them?
Some of them had tracks. Some of them was just singing. But this one, I'd worked with this guy called Linus Murdoch, and we worked together. He had a drum and bass track, and I wrote Feel So Good.
Over drum and bass?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I had that cassette sitting there, And when Simon heard that song, he said, that's a great song, you know, we need to do something with that, you know. So then, boom, you know, I'm there flying around all over the place, going Canada, New Zealand, Australia, trying to plant dance music all over the planet.
You're like the bees and the birds. You're spreading the pollen all around the world, letting everybody know.
So I was just trying to spread that joy that I was seeing all the time, you know, when all barriers were broken down. Everyone was just, you know, happy being together. There was no stress. And so then that's how Feel So Good became. But then it gets, then, so when I started to get really heavily involved more musically was when they'd done a mix of it, but I didn't like that mix. So I went in the studio and I did the mix now, which it was originally called Sonic Breakbeat Mix.
Okay. Right?
But it was so good, they ended up calling it the original mix, which is the one that everybody listens to, you know.
The one we're about to play right now in a few minutes.
In the video,
And the great news is, as I said earlier on, we'll talk about this, you're coming to Galway, to Oranmore, on the Maybank holiday weekend for Momentum's big day out. What a festival this is going to be.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it because, you know, I've always had a great relationship with Ireland. You know that, right?
Yeah,
I've
totally.
Coming over. I think it was a temple I used to do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of places I used to do and still do. So I'm actually looking forward to coming over.
Yeah.
And seeing another part of Ireland I've not seen before.
Well, let me tell you, Galway is absolutely going to blow your mind. It's one of the most culturally rich places in Ireland. It's absolutely brilliant. And the love of music down there is honestly second to none. You'll have such a great time. And on the bill as well, D-Ream, Mark McCabe, Rednecks are there, Bewitched, you got the Stunning, the Riptide Movement, the Coronas. It's going to be an unbelievable weekend. The Maybank holiday weekend in Oranmore in Galway. Momentum's big day out. Sonic, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. And if anybody wants to, I'm just letting you know, if I've got a vinyl of the remixes, the original remixes of Feel So Good. I'm doing an 800 limited edition,
nice,
coloured of all the original remixes, just for the diehard,
incredible
fans out there.
Okay, we got to pick up a copy of that for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Sonny. Thank you so much for taking the time and enjoy Galway. We'll see you in May down there.
Thank you. See you there. See you. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.